Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to talk about websites. Why? Because it's such an underutilized tool. And for a lot of us, we do it the wrong way. And we do it the wrong way because we're not understanding marketing. We're not understanding our three segments, and in particular, the top of the funnel. And we're not understanding human psychology. So first off, I want to start here. I'm not here to try to offend people, and I'm not here to give you anything other than my take on it. So I'm already not a designy, creative person. So to make something look pretty doesn't matter to me. However, I know for a lot of other web creators, that's the number one thing. So that's fine. You'll have your take on things. Here is my take on it. And I'm coming from a perspective of filling your leads bucket. That's all I care about. So let's dive into this. Your website is a great tool when you understand a few things. You need to firstly be aware that the average person spends no more than 7 seconds on your site. So if you ask yourself, what do I need to achieve in the first 7 seconds? The answer is not grab their attention. The answer is I need to collect data. You need to constantly be thinking, how do I get to stay in front of this person longer? That as soon as they leave my site, whether it's in 2 seconds, 7 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, how do I get to then stay in front of them longer? So there are two things that on today's website must happen. The first thing is there has to be a pixel that can then track that person when they leave the site. So that's number one. The easiest pixel is your Facebook pixel, so that you can then retarget them on the Facebook platform. So on every website, that has to happen. You need to be able to have a pixel on every single page. No matter what page they come to, you need to be able to retarget them. The second thing that needs to happen is that you need a way to be able to get their name and email. The easiest way to be able to do that on a website is through a pop-up box. Whether you hate pop-up boxes or not, I really don't care. You need one. You need something that pops up and says, would you like my great free thing for them to be able to put in their name and email? Those two things have to. I said have to be the first two things that happen on your website. So we haven't even got into look or feel or colors, or it's irrelevant. If that's the first thing you worry about your website, don't build one. Save yourself money. This website is a tool to fill your lead bucket, for you to drive people to, that allows you to collect data and to be able to retarget. That has to be your thinking around your website. The second thing that needs to happen, let's just assume that you've now been able to keep someone for a minute or two. You have to get them agreeing with you as quickly as possible. So that means you need to lay out what are their problems. You should have them sitting there, nodding their head in agreement. That's me. Oh, yes, I've got that problem too. So you need direct response copy. I think a big mistake that we make with websites is A, we go, it has to be pretty. And B, we go, this is a lovely little brochure. Do you know how many people read brochures? Spot on, very few. We don't have the time. We don't care. You're trying to build something from your perspective of making something look nice. They've come because they've got a problem that they want sorted out as quickly as possible. So when you start thinking from their perspective, and I appreciate sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do, but you have to. In marketing, you have to be in their head 100% of the time. If you want to be speaking their language and getting them taking action, you need to be them. The words you use, what you want them to do, is it what you would do if you were in that position? And that's how you need to continue to think. So once you've got your pixel, once you've got your pop-up box, the next thing is, do you have a big heading that's going to get their attention because you hit their pain point? And then do you go on and speak their language? Just imagine and paint the picture of a better world. Think if you could get rid of all these problems right now, how much better things would be. Very few sites talk like that. And they wonder why they're just a waste of space. The fourth thing we need to do, first one was get your pixel. Second one was create your pop-up box. Third one, direct response copy so that you hit their pain points as soon as they start reading. The fourth one is, how are you adding value on your site? Do you have resources they can go to? Are there blogs and videos that help them to be able to learn? So if we think about our three segments of marketing, our top of funnel, all about building the audience. Okay, that's what the pixel does. That's what the pop-up box does to get their name and email. Build your audience. That's why we're focused on that first. Middle of funnel, how do I educate, nurture, train them that I am the best for their solution? So that's where your blogs, your videos, links to your social platforms. So now someone who's really interested, and now they've stayed on for 3-4 minutes because you've caught them, you're speaking their language. They go, yes, this person gets me. This is exactly what I needed. So they're going to do a little bit more looking and digging around. So let's nurture and educate those people. Let's show them how good we are. Then you've got bottom of funnel, create appointments. Do you talk to them about, hey, if you want to fast track your solution, this is what I need you to do. Again, most websites don't. They're this pretty little brochure that is absolutely useless and pointless. So do you get them to fill in a form, or are you just hoping that they might contact you? So back on your first page in your copy, the language you're using, you need to direct them to what to do next. And if you don't, guess what? They won't do anything. And you can have 1,000 visitors to your month, to your website a month. But if you don't have 400-500 of them taking action, well, that's a complete waste of your time, effort, and money. So I want you to look at your site now. Don't worry if it's not even close. There might be one or two little things that you could tweak. I'm not saying don't have it look great with pretty pictures. That's what you want to do, go for it. Will it really matter? No. But if it makes you feel good, perfect. But think about those four things. Pixel, pop-up box, direct response copy, hitting the pain points. In the copy, showing them what to do next, so that you can book appointments at a place where you're adding value, you're nurturing, you're educating, and you're showing them why you are the solution. That's your simple checklist. Tick them off as you put them in. And then the rest you want to do, go for it. But I know if you've got those things taking place, then this website of yours, which is a great tool, will become more productive, more useful, and give you more opportunities. Hopefully that's been super helpful. If you disagree, not a problem. Thanks for listening. If you are now starting to think a little bit differently, great, good on you. We need to think as marketing people. I don't care what you do or what you sell, you are a marketing person, and you have to be if your business is going to grow, survive, and thrive. If this is the first time you're listening, welcome. Make sure you jump over to referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources and grab a whole bunch of great resources. Subscribe to us on Podbean, on iTunes, on Spotify, and make sure you jump over to our YouTube channel where there's always great things going up throughout the week to be able to show you how to generate more referrals, how to use your networks better, how to create partnerships, bottom line, how to fill your leads bucket. Till next time, guys, take care. Speak to you real soon.